Greetings, my brothers and sisters, again. We are on the topic, He sent them saviors. And we have been looking at how Jesus is looked upon as the Son of God. And we have been taking scriptures, basically from John chapter 10. And I want to take up the sermon here in verse 31. So John 10:31, we can read the part. The Jews took up stones again to stone him. And Jesus answered them, "Many good works have I shown you from the Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" The Jews answered him, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I say, you are gods'? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken, say you of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest. Because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do them, though you believe me not, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I in the Father." That's a very particular scripture in the New Testament. We have a group of people who are watching the works of God worked through a man's voice. And when they see the works, they are astonished. But when they hear the man expressing the works of God, they can hear him saying, "I will be healed." And he is uttering as if it is God who speaks. Well, if we go into our New Testament area, even today, we have gifts of the Spirit. You read about them in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where there are separated gifts made to be uttered through the lips of men and women, because there is no gender in the gifts of God in that respect. Hope you understand that part. So here, the Lord is now anointing a person. And of course, Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. And we understand that. There have been people before that have used the anointing in the very same way. They are also sons of God in a minor perspective. But we'll come back to that. Here, we are seeing a group of Pharisees. I'll say Pharisees because those are the people that are mainly against the true anointing, because they think they have the answer. They think that they have the connection to God. But they have learned it through reading, studying, and walking or working in towards the Torah in such a way that they think they have the solemn understanding of the truth of the scriptures. But they don't have inspiration. And that is the problem. People without inspiration or have any feeling of inspiration, they go by the letter of the word. And the letter killeth. The spirit healeth. All right. So here, when the Lord is speaking through the lips of Jesus here, you see, they took up stones to stone him, and Jesus is telling them, why do you even want to stone me? And they say, because you, being a man, you make yourself God. And then Jesus is using a very specific illustration, or should we say, utterance. He says, he follows them in their thought, but he wants to show them the reason that he speaks like his father. Is it not written in your law, I say, you are gods? My. So here Jesus is now pushing the theme out and says, there are people before me who lived way before me, who spoke in the very same way. They were anointed by God to utter his expressed will. Praise the Lord. So here, when you go back then in the Bible days, I'll try to show you that what Jesus is saying, God was telling people that they would be like a God to the ones they were going to lead. And the scriptures, praise the Lord, you cannot erase the scriptures. The scriptures cannot be broken. Let me take, for example, a scripture in Psalms chapter 82, verse 3 to 6. Here also, there is a scripture that says, I say, you are gods. Let me just read from verse 3. 3 to 6. Judge the poor and fatherless. Well, when the psalmist is saying these things, he is now addressing himself to people who are led by God to heal the nation, to help the people to come into the comfort zone of the Almighty God. Right? Verse 3, judge the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and destitute. Rescue the poor and needy. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. They, right? Here, that little portion here from verse 3 and 4 speaks about people that receives authority from on high to help the poor and fatherless. Do justice, rescue, and deliver. And then in verse 5, it says, they know not, neither do they understand. Well, who is that? They walk to and fro in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. That part goes for the Pharisees and the scribes. The materialistic mind. The first part, they that are sent by God. The last part here, they that try to go against the will of God and against the inspiration. And then in verse 6, I say, now he goes back to verse 3 and 4, right? And he says, I say, you are gods. And all of you, sons of the Most High. Who is he speaking about? Who are gods? Who are sons of the Most High? Well, We have to go back a little to see the framework, how that God has administered things. Remember, to be able to have understanding of spiritual things, we need connections. We need a connection to God Almighty. God is a spirit, and he has put a part of his spirit into every soul that there is on the face of this earth. From Adam and up through Noah and the next 1,000 years, there will be people who will have the ability, not by themselves, but by the grace of God, to hear from a heavenly setting and a different dimension. And I can tell you, if no one here on earth ever heard from God, where would the nation and the people be? They would be left in darkness, and they would do the power of darkness. They will fulfill what is written in verse 5, where it says here, they know not, neither do they understand. They walk to and fro in darkness. That is the state of the people who have no connection in the spirit world with the Lord, with God. All right? So therefore, God had to let himself be known in some way. All right? Let me then go to Exodus, the Old Testament. It is really the story where Moses receives the calling to bring Israel out of captivity, right? And here he speaks, and it's in Exodus chapter 4, verse 10 to 17. And it says here, and Moses said unto Jehovah, O Lord, I am not eloquent, neither theretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, for I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. So Moses is really excusing himself and said, Lord, I cannot do this. But he is talking to a God who is telling him that there is a great mission that he needs to do. So he has contact in the spirit world. Verse 11, and Jehovah said to him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh a man dumb, or deaf, or seeing, or blind? Is it not I, Jehovah? Know therefore, go, and I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt speak. Right? If you connect that with John chapter 10, Jesus is telling through the mouth that goes through his mouth, but it comes from the mouthpiece of God. God teaches Jesus what he shall speak. And that's what he did. And then verse 13, and he said, O Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him who thou wilt send. So send someone else. And the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Moses, and he said, is there not Aaron thy brother, the Levite? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him. And listen to this. Thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth. And I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth and will teach you what you shall do. My, I hope that you will repeat those things in your mind, what the scripture says here. And then verse 16 and 17, the key. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people. And it shall come to pass that he shall be to thee a mouth, and thou shalt be to him as God. And thou shalt take in thy hand this rod wherewith thou shalt do the signs. So here God is speaking to Moses, and he says to Moses, Moses, you are going to be as God to Aaron. You will put words in Aaron's mouth, and Aaron will express the will of God through Moses. So here, God, Moses, Aaron. And Aaron would look at the words that Moses say as the words of God. Of course, Moses is just a mouthpiece. He is hearing from God Almighty. Praise the Lord. But here it speaks that a man is leveled up in a title way as a God. Then let us go to Exodus chapter 7. Right? And in verse 1, Exodus chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. And Jehovah said unto Moses, see, I have made thee as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. My Lord, we are reading Exodus chapter 4 and Exodus chapter 7, and we find some expressions from the Almighty God that God's intentions is to make the men that he anoints on earth as gods. Does that level them up to God himself? No. But the way that we have to understand it is that when God speaks to a person, he anoints a man, then the anointing from God over to the man will make that man as a God. Well, the man will not level up his own selfish mind and say, ha ha, I'm no a God, so now I can do what I want. No, he can. That's the time where he absolutely cannot do what he wants, unless what he wants is what God wants, right? Remember, the word of the Lord says, if you do what God tells you, then do what you want, and it shall happen. Say to this mountain, lift thyself up and throw thyself in the ocean, or take a tree by the root and plant it somewhere else. Just say the word and it will happen. Hey, that sounds like a very exciting event where man can do things like that. But it is not for man to do it on his own way and will. It is when God speaks to him. If God says to you, take that mountain, speak to it, and it shall lift itself up, and it shall be thrown in the ocean. And when you then utter it, then it will happen. Think about Moses. The Lord spoke to him and said, take thy rod and hit the rock. And Moses did. And he spoke and he said, let there come out water. And suddenly water sprouted out from the rock. And of course the people were astonished because they saw a man speaking to a rock, and here comes a river flowing out from it. And the next time the Lord said to him again, now don't hit the rock, but speak to the rock. So now Moses was supposed, before the people, standing there, and he would just say the word, water, come forth. And it would suddenly sprout out like a river again, like it did the last time. But now, not even a stick or a rod was needed, because God was behind it. But Moses, he was so used to using the rod, and maybe he was a little frustrated because of the people's ways and actions, that he took the rod and he hit it twice. And water came out, but it was not what God wanted to. And disobedience doesn't pay well. God hindered Moses to enter in to the promised land because he did not fully express the will of God in the perfect way. All right. So here we are seeing that God has a specific will, and he points out specific people. You may see people today here on earth, and you may say, oh my, they have an anointing. My Lord, I wish I had things like that. Right? But remember, no, be happy that God have people that he is anointing to do his job. Because when you do that, when you see that, and you participate in the very same spirit with joy, humility, and things like that, then God is accepting you. Remember, Jesus Christ was walking around like a God. Moses was walking around like a God. And everyone that believed in the works that those men did became God's favorite children. That's wonderful. All right? So if you can catch these things that I'm saying here, I want to kind of repeat the very thing that I'm teaching here this morning so that you will not forget it. God, he sees that people need an inspirational factor so that he can build up hope. Remember, he set up 6 days or 6,000 years for people to be trained to listen to the voice of God. And through those 6,000 years, God has sent men in very particular moment and hours where it was needed. Because if he hadn't sent any of them, where would the race, the human race, be and go? They would just dissolve because they didn't have any leadership. Remember, God will make sure that Lucifer will never take control again over the earth and be a god. Of course, people normally don't listen too much to God. They listen to the materialistic things. And the devil knows that. Therefore, he's working like crazy to make us materialistic and not spiritual. And hoping that we will never kneel down on our knees and ask God in simplicity and honesty, Lord, lead me, speak to me, help me. And when the Lord hears the honest heart, remember the book of Exodus, when it starts out, it tells us Israel have been in slavery, captivity, for hundreds of years. And now there was a cry made up to God Almighty. Lord, come. Why shall we be here as slaves? And then the scripture says in Exodus, the Lord heard their cry. Praise the Lord. So that's wonderful. So when the Lord hears our cry, he will send his message through men. And these men will be like a God. Yeah. So Psalms 82 from verse 3 to 6. Judge the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and destitute. Rescue the poor and needy, and deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. The only way to do that is to be inspired by God, led by God Almighty, to express his will. And if you do that with a pure heart, then you will be a different class of people instead of the ones in verse 5. They know not, neither do they understand. They walk to and fro in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. Because of that. But praise the Lord. Here, verse 3 and 4 jumps down to verse 6. I say, you are gods, and all of your sons, all of you, sons of the Most High. And when you are a son of the Most High, you become in a way like a miniature God. Without being God, you're just going to be God's mouthpiece. And I pray that you will really look into this little setting today. It's very important that you understand, because this will help you to see why Jesus could stand before the people in John chapter 10 and say in verse 34, is it not written in your law? I say, you are gods. If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say you of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, though blasphemes, because I said, I am the Son of God, thy Lord. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do them, though you might not believe me, believe the works that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father. May God bless you today. Help you to see and understand what the scripture says also in this little lesson. Amen.